Passion, drive, and patience. The formula for winning championships is also what keeps your ride or die alive. eBay Motors has everything you need to maintain your vehicle and level it up to peak performance. Superchargers, roof racks, exhaust kits, LED headlights, and more. Whether you're into speed, power, or style, eBay Motors has you covered. With over 122 million parts for your number one ride or die, you'll always find exactly what you're looking for. And with eBay Guaranteed Fit, your part is guaranteed to fit your ride every time or your money back. Because with eBay Motors, you're burning rubber, not cash. With all the parts you need at the prices you want, it's easy to make your car the MVP and bring home huge wins. Keep your ride or die alive at ebaymotors.com. Eligible items only. Exclusions apply. See ebaymotors.com.
Every team, every topic, everywhere. This is Believe.
Yes, sir. Welcome back. Welcome back. Welcome back. Come back. Please come back. I'm sorry. Welcome back to the Hardwood Culture Podcast on the Believe Network. You know me, know the voice, know the guy. It's me, really real, feeling real to rough from Jim here at your service. It's been a while, guys. Life be lifing, man. I be trying to tell people, like, life really be lifing, and it be like, really, you know, it'd be a lot. So I just started a new job. And so working this new job, I've been kind of getting crazy on the times, and I'm sitting here scheduling to record a podcast. Next thing I know, I'm doing a whole bunch of other things, and then time gets away from me. I don't end up getting a pod out. And so it's just been an adjustment working a new job. That's all it is. But I really enjoy coming here just to talk. Like, this is like my therapy, like me talking about what I'm doing tonight, you know, with the DJs coming and responding to me, whether it be on Twitter or wherever. It gets me through the days. And so I realized that why I felt like I was having such a bad week was because I wasn't putting out this show, and I didn't have the time to put out this show. And so, and I've kind of been, you know, I've been doing guest spots on a lot of different apps. So catch me on Sports Grid, VSIN, BetQL. Follow my Twitter at @ReallyReal_, and you can catch me on all those other shows. And, you know, my stuff at SGPN, you know, my loyal SGPN followers know me. But yeah, man, so it's just been a lot. I can't tell you what we did last time because I don't remember. And it probably wasn't good because I was on a little bit of a cold streak. It might have been good, but it probably wasn't good because I was on a little bit of a cold streak. But I feel good. We got some NBA tonight. We got some WNBA tonight. So I got a couple of plays that I feel pretty straight about, and I'm backing them going in tonight, and I can't wait to share. But before I do that, got to talk to you about betonline.ag, the sports headquarters, and everything you need for just betting at home on your mobile device. Like, you absolutely can do that with BetOnline. And look, they have everything you need for the NBA playoffs. They have everything you need for MLB, NHL, UFC, boxing. You can get live betting options. You can get card games and casino games right at home. Head to the website or use your mobile device to get in on the action. Use promo code BELIEVE, BLEAV, to receive your 50% welcome bonus on your first deposit. Bet online, where the game starts. All right. So, in the time that I've been gone, the Miami Heat have dominated the Boston Celtics. We've cashed Heat +2.5, cash Heat +1.5, waiting on Heat money line to come in. Some point it's going to come in. There is a concern tonight that it doesn't happen and that Boston runs over the Miami Heat tonight. And I say that because the line is sitting there at 8.5. It opened up at 7.5 and it's up to 8.5, but you're getting less than 30% of the bets and the money on the Boston Celtics. So why did that line move? But what I will say is that the Bucks have taken L's on Boston in this series before. Game two, there was like some, I think even game one, too, honestly, it was like some 80% of the money on Miami. And Miami came through in a big way game one and two. And honestly, I think game three, too. I think all, maybe not game one, but game two and three, I'm pretty sure it was like some 80% of the money on Miami and they still came through and won. So the Bucks have been taking a hit this series for sure. So, I mean, maybe that means nothing, but here's what I'm going to do for that game. I'm not backing the Boston Celtics as a team, but I will back a player. And I kind of said it to be funny on Twitter earlier, but it just really, really kind of feels legit. And everybody, and I think even John Ewing, I think he tweeted it as well because he tweets out the most bet props. Everybody is fading Malcolm Brogdon today. Everybody's fading Malcolm Brogdon today. And I understand because Malcolm Brogdon has been terrible the past two games. I think in the past two games, he has a total of 2 points. Like, what? So Malcolm Brogdon, sixth man of the year, has 2 points in the last two games. And it's been really, really bad. Now, I believe the issue is that he has a partially torn tendon in his elbow, in his right forearm. So that's kind of messing up his shot. We don't know exactly when that happened. Maybe it happened in game two, because in game one and two, he had 19 and 13 points. Now he has 0 and 2. And his shot attempts have gone down since those first two games as well. So maybe I actually don't want to back Malcolm Brogdon today. I didn't actually know about that injury until I was pulling this stuff up. So maybe we don't back Malcolm Brogdon. And maybe I go back to, I'm not going to lie. I would not be surprised at all if Malcolm Brogdon has a really big game when everybody's fading him. That's typically how these things go. So, who do I want to back with the Miami Heat in a potential closeout game? It sounds nasty and it sounds ugly. And I may kick myself for this. I'm not going to lie. I might kick myself for it. But I think it's a good number. And I think he can have a really better scoring day that gets over this total. I'm going to back Kyle Lowry. And I think Kyle Lowry, with Gabe Vincent being out, Gabe Vincent is out with an ankle injury this game. He rolled that ankle last game. I feel like I want to back Kyle Lowry. It's either Kyle Lowry or Max Strus for me. Kyle Lowry's points prop is at 11.5. Max Strus' points prop is at 12.5. And maybe we don't even take the points. Maybe we take the threes. Max Strus' threes is at 2.5. Kyle Lowry threes is at, oh, I don't see a number on Kyle Lowry threes. Okay. Let me check another book here and see if I can get a number on Kyle Lowry threes. But with Gabe Vincent out, that's going to open things up a little bit more for, you know, the other guys of the Miami Heat that have been playing so well this series. Like, the other guys have been really, really good for the Miami Heat. And that's who I want to back in a closeout game. I know Jimmy's going to go and get his, and there may be, a situation where he's trying to get everybody else going. But Caleb Martin's been really, really good. I just don't want to back Caleb Martin because I have an issue backing people who are perfect in a series. He is 4 for 4 cashing his points prop this series. I feel like I missed the boat and I can't hop on now because that's going to be the one that he misses. I'm just not going to do it with Caleb Martin. But Max Strus, Kyle Lowry, I feel like I can get there. I'm not going to do Kyle Lowry because I just can't, man. I can't, man. I have a thing against Kyle Lowry. If Kyle Lowry cashes, I'm sorry. I apologize. But it's between Max Strus and Kyle Lowry with me, and I just have a thing with Kyle Lowry. So I'm going Max Strus. Give me Max Strus over 11.5, minus 145. That is the best line that I've seen. You can probably get him at 12.5. And like, I see him at a 12.5 at minus 112. So it kind of depends on the juice you'll lay. I'll lay a little bit more juice and get less of a number on Max Strus. But Max Strus is somebody who's been a little bit up and down in the series. But when they need him and they call on him, he can really, really show up for him in a good way. You look at he's only cashed his prop in the first game, 15. He had 15 in that first game, and he had 11, 10, 9. But this kind of, you know, one, he's had consistent amount of usage. 10 shot attempts, 6 shot attempts, 9 shot attempts, 9 shot attempts. Like, that's decent. I expect the shot attempts to go up with Vincent out. I expect his minutes to rise back to the 30 minutes that he played in game 4 and in game 1, because Vincent is not going to be in. He's going to be playing more minutes. He's a long, big guy. He's going to be able to guard and stay in front of like the Jaylen Browns and all of that. So he's going to find ways. It's just that his 3-point touch, last two games, he is 3-for-13 from three. The first two games, he was 5-for-10. So you see the difference there, 3-for-13 and 5-for-10. So I'm expecting, while they're not at home for this game, Gabe Vincent's out. This team knows they need to step up. They understand this is a closeout game and they want to close out. And Max Strus is a little bit more effective from three. And then that in turn boosts his points prop and he gets over. I could see him finishing with like 13, 14 points in this one. And that's good enough for me. I'm taking Max Strus over 11.5 points. So locking that bet in as we speak. And for, it's not. I'm just taking Miami plus 8, man. This is too many points. Like, I'm going to just do it. I don't care what the line movement says. Maybe this is me being a hater of Boston and always being a hater of Boston, but 8 is just too many points for a team that I think could lose the series. I'm taking Miami plus 8. I'm sprinkling on the money line. Sorry. All right. Let's move on. We have WNBA action. Two plays in WNBA. We have the Minnesota Lynx versus the Phoenix Mercury. Phoenix is laying -3.5, 161.5 is total. Early thoughts of these two teams in the two games that they both played already is that neither team can score. Neither team can score consistently. I like the under for the game. Even though the total's rising, I like the under. However, consistently, there's only about two players on each team that can score. And so what am I going to do? I'm going to take one of those two players. And the person I'm going to take is Nafisa Collier. Nafisa Collier has been hooping for the Minnesota Lynx. We already knew that this was going to be her team going into the season, but she's really, really taking that, you know, above and beyond. In two games, she's averaging 18.5 points per game. She had 17 in that first game against Chicago, 20 points in that second game against Atlanta. Her points prop is at 17.5 right now. I think that she's going to be active. She's going to be active. She's going to be testing Brittany Griner down there in the post. She's going to be testing Gustavin is actually out. So there's a big body for Phoenix that's out. So that's going to open things up for Nafisa Collier a little bit more, actually. And she's really been the only form of offense, like the only form of offense for them. She's had 14 shot attempts in that first game, 16 in the second game. And if she's not going, they have no chance of winning. So they're going to have to get her going and she's going to go to work. And I think that, you know, in the W this year, there's a lot of teams that don't have a lot of talent around them. And I'm going to be looking for those people to go over their scoring prop every single night. Nafisa Collier is one of them. I'm taking Nafisa Collier over 17.5 points. That is play number one in the W. Play number two, going over to the Aces and Sparks game. Aces are laying 12.5 on the road, 13.5 at some shops, honestly. Like, did I? Yeah, so now it's down 12.5. I actually already bet this, so I'm gonna still ride with the team here, but I couldn't get the Aces line. I wanted an Aces first quarter, but I wanted it at 3, 3.5. I didn't want to go over 4. And it's at 4.5 right now. So I'm going to pivot to here on this show with the play, the full gameplay, and that's Sparks plus 12.5. I understand the Aces are a super team. I understand that they are really, really freaking good. And honestly, this bet could be over by halftime. But if there is one thing I trust, is I trust coaching. And I think that Kurt Miller, coach of the Los Angeles Sparks, if you don't know who Kurt Miller is, look him up. He's verified. He is an amazing coach. He had a great run with the Connecticut Sun, and ultimately they just felt like that they'd done all they could together, and they both needed to move on and find different ways to try to go win a championship. So Kurt Miller ends up going over and taking the job with the Los Angeles Sparks. And so I believe in him and the Sparks team. I think the Sparks team is talented, and they have talent around them, especially getting Zaya Cook out the draft. Zaya Cook looked really, really good in that first game. I think that with the Aces missing Becky Hammon for a second game of the suspension, their head coach, I'm going to trust the longtime head coach in Kurt Miller to have his women ready to go out there and really, really hoop and, you know, welcome the challenge of the Aces. A lot of people will bring the Aces, have the Aces coming to town, and they're going to roll over. They understand this team is a super team. They understand they're coming off of a championship, and they are going to roll right over and just let them have it. I think this Sparks team, especially with NECA, Gumake, Chinee and Gumake, like, I think that they are going to bring a level of physicality and toughness and really, really take it to the Aces here. Now, I think the Aces are still going to get theirs, and I think the Aces are still going to win the game. I think they'll win the game comfortably, but this just feels like a little bit too much points. I think this could be like a 8, 9, 10-point win, and Kurt Miller doesn't let his group quit. So while they may be down 15 in the fourth quarter, he's not letting his group quit. He's getting the best out of his group every single time. And that's something I've seen with Kurt Miller's teams, is that while they may start games slow, they're going to compete all the way to the end. And so I'm going with Los Angeles Sparks here. Give me the Sparks. I already bet it at 13.5. I will re-bet it here for the show at 12.5. And I think that the Sparks are going to come in here, and people are going to be like a little shocked at how competitive they are in this game, actually, because I think the Sparks are better than people are getting them credit for. I really, really do. So I think they're going to be competitive in this game. I think it's going to be interesting. I'm not calling for a money line win, so if the Sparks somehow win on the money line, I will not be able to take a victory lap. I'm not calling for a money line win, but I do think that this game is going to be closer than people anticipate. I'm going with the Los Angeles Sparks plus 12.5. That is play number 4 for the day. Reading off what I have for the slate, I have Max Strus over 11.5. I have Miami Heat plus 8, a little sprinkle on the money line there. I have Nafisa Collier over 17.5 points, and I have the Los Angeles Sparks plus 12.5. If you're not already, make sure you follow me at reallyreal_. Make sure you are following and subscribe to the pod. Leave reviews. Do all that stuff. I apologize for being out for so long. I'm trying to get on a different schedule with this pod, and we're going to be dropping episodes. It may not be as frequent. It may not be every day, but we're going to keep dropping episodes because we're going to keep betting hoops. So I can't wait for it. The NBA Finals are coming up. Definitely going to be betting that. Definitely going to be back here handicapping that. And I'm always tapping into the W, so I always have a few plays in W. Other than that, I really have nothing else to say, nothing else to do. No other way of ending the podcast. Just going to end it like this. We are out of here.